This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The CU Board of Regents is suing its insurance company for allegedly failing to pay claims related to financial losses caused by the pandemic. CPR's Paolo Schalzada reports.
The claim is potentially worth more than $1 billion, according to BizWest. The suit alleges CU's insurer, Factory Mutual, failed to honor its policy, which covers communicable disease response. The CU system is currently facing a budget shortfall of $218 million. To make up for that, CU leaders proposed a 3% tuition increase that would prevent layoffs, pay cuts, and furloughs. I'm Paolo Schalzada, CPR News.
Denver's Animal Protection Division says failing to keep pets safe from this weekend's storm could result in an animal neglect charge, which carries a fine and up to 1 year in jail. Pet store owner Katie Asmussen says a common mistake is waiting too long to get clumps of snow out of paws.
That can lead to blood circulation issues and things like that, freezing in between their toes. It causes pain and it can also cause frostbite in severe cases.
The city says heavy snow can also affect an animal's sense of smell and disorient them. Forecasters say more than 2 feet of snow could fall in parts of Denver, Boulder, and along the Northern Front Range. And the heavy snow is expected to begin overnight into tomorrow. Currently 40 in Denver, 35 in Colorado Springs, 46 in Vail, 54 in Grand Junction. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News.